Open call. Sensing loss. Sensing loss is a collaboration between Cement Fields, Floating University Berlin, and Three Rivers exploring ecological loss across sites in the UK and Germany. Cement Fields and Three Rivers are searching for 5 participants who will join the Sensing Loss project from June till December 2026. This is an open call for activists, community organisers, artists and individuals in Bexley and North Kent who are directly engaged with and affected by processes of ecological loss and environmental degradation in their local contexts. The programme includes 7 workshops, 5 online and 2 in person, alongside a trip to Germany to visit Floating University Berlin. The workshops will create space for participants to share their experiences, reflect collectively, and connect with artists and practitioners across different fields. Participants will be provided with a participation fee, with international travel and accommodation costs covered by the program. To express your interest in joining the project, complete the Google form by June 15th, 2026. Overview. An international community exchange. Sensing Loss brings together artists, activists, and communities to share lived experiences of environmental degradation caused by infrastructure and building projects in their local contexts through a hybrid program of in-person and online events. The project draws connections between locations in Berlin, Bexley, and North Kent, liminal spaces on the edges of urban expansion, where nature and industry intertwine. Infrastructure developments in these contested post-industrial landscapes are often presented as green or sustainable, but commonly threaten the rich biodiversity and vast ecological, social, and cultural significance held in these sites. Exploring how artistic practice can provide tools and strategies for processing and challenging the loss of access and agency that arises in the face of sweeping changes, the program opens up new perspectives grounded in international understanding and solidarity. By providing space to acknowledge, explore, and learn from loss, it seeks to imagine new methods of resistance for communities, activists, and artists facing similar challenges, and re-center contested sites as places to nurture resistance, care, and learning. Sensing Loss is funded by Cultural Bridge, which celebrates bilateral artistic partnerships between the UK and Germany, through the collaboration between Arts Council, England, the Arts Council of Northern Ireland, British Council, Creative Scotland, Fonds Sociocultura, Goethe Institute London, and Wales Arts International Arts Council of Wales. Who we are looking for. We are establishing a cohort of 5 participants based in Bexley and North Kent, who are directly engaged with and or affected by processes of ecological change, degradation or loss in their local environments. This call is open to activists, community organisers, artists and individuals who hold knowledge, not only through formal research or professional practice, but through lived, embodied and long-term relationships with specific sites, species or ecologies. We are particularly interested in people who are locally based, you have a strong connection to the London Borough of Bexley or the boroughs of Gravesham, Medway or Swale in North Kent, whether through living, working or active engagement, and have a connection to a specific site, landscape or species in that area. Hold a connection to a particular life form or site. This could be a river, park, sidewalk path, woodland, marsh, urban edge, garden, or a particular plant or animal species. What matters is that this relationship has developed over time and is meaningful to you. Are aware of ecological change or loss. You have observed shifts in this place or life form due to development, climate change, neglect, or other pressures, and are able to reflect on what is at stake, both ecologically and culturally. Are willing to share and reflect. You are open to contributing your experiences and perspectives within a group setting, including engaging with the emotional dimensions of care, attachment, and possible loss, while also learning from others. Bring some form of knowledge or engagement you may have carried out research, documentation, or creative work, or developed informal knowledge through lived experience. We value different ways of knowing. can commit to the program, you are able to attend at least 75% of the sessions. Please see the timeline below for dates. What we offer. A structured cultural and ecological program designed to support and deepen your relationship with a site, species, or environment you care about, while connecting your experience with those of participants across the UK and Germany. A supportive environment where you can share and reflect on the challenges of ecological change, development, and loss, alongside others navigating similar experiences. Participation fee of £588 to recognise your time and contribution to the programme, in line with the Real Living Wage hourly rate. A bursary to cover travel, accommodation, and related expenses for the in-person gathering in Berlin from September 30th, 2026 to October 4th, 2026. The opportunity to contribute to a publication and podcast series. Sharing your experiences and perspectives as part of a wider collective outcome. Timeline. July 8th, 2026, 6:08 p.m. Online meeting. July 22nd, 2026, 6:08 p.m. Online meeting. August 2nd, 2026. In-person workshop in Bexley. September 9th, 2026, 6:08 p.m. Online meeting. September 2026 to October 4th, 2026, in-person gathering in Berlin. October 23rd, 2026, in-person workshop in North Kent. November 11th, 2026, 6:08 p.m. Online meeting. February 3rd, 2027, 6:08 p.m. Online meeting. Access and care. We are committed to making this program as accessible and supportive as possible. We recognize that conversations around ecological loss can be emotional and personal, and we aim to create a space of mutual respect and care. Please let us know any access needs when applying, and we will do our best to accommodate them. Please note that the program will be held in English. You don't need to be a native speaker, but you should have a basic level that allows you to communicate comfortably with the group. If you need this information in a different format, or would prefer to submit your application in a different format, or require us to make any other adjustments to assist you, please contact us. How to apply. To express your interest in joining the cohort, please complete the Google form. The questions are intended to get a sense of who you are, your connection to a place or life form, and your interest in taking part. You do not need to have perfect answers. We are interested in honest and thoughtful responses. The deadline for applications is June 15th, 2026, 11 p.m. You will hear from us by June 26th, 2026, with the next steps. Communication. If you have any questions about the program or the application process, please feel free to get in touch at Sam Taylor at Cement Fields, Samuel at cementfields.org, Kiara Femengo at Three Rivers, Kiara at Three Rivers, Bexley.org. About our organizations. Three Rivers is a community-led arts organization exploring culture, class, and climate in the London borough of Bexley and a member of Arts Council England's Creative People and Places program. Since 2021, it has supported thousands of people to become mates with their place by imagining community and friendship beyond the human through long-term projects, including TUMP 39, where it is working with Thamesmead residents to reimagine a disused Victorian ammunitions dump as a new space for arts and ecology, and beneath the pavement, the marshes, which brought artists and activists together with local environmental groups to campaign on behalf of Bexley's threatened marshlands. In 2025, Three Rivers became the first organisation in the UK to become a ZOOP and pioneer, a groundbreaking model of collaboration between human and other than human life. Cement Fields is a visual arts organisation working across North Kent, collaborating with artists and communities. They use arts practice to ask radical questions and explore new ideas, embracing North Kent as a unique site of inquiry and exchange where we can consider global realities through local contexts and conceive new, equitable, and sustainable futures, an exploration of place and process. Their program is defined by the multiple shifting landscapes that stretch along the Thames from Dartford to Whitstable. It's a place where boundaries blur, where busy urban centres sit alongside industrial sites, where waters slow in marshes and wetlands, and the major arteries of rivers and roads connect rural areas and seaside towns. They are committed to nurturing generous, non-extractive relationships with all the people they work with, prioritising hospitality, trust and mutual care, while fostering an ambitious and experimental spirit throughout their work. Floating University Berlin is a nature-culture learning site on, and in the Rainwater Retention Basin, a former Tempelhof airport, a fully functioning urban infrastructure and campus run by non-profit organisation, Floating EV. It is in solidarity with the site's history and the lineage of alternative narratives for urban development that the Floating EV's mission is to open, maintain, and take care of this unique site while bringing non-disciplinary, radical, participatory, and collaborative programs to the public. In other words, it is a place to learn to engage, to navigate, and to embrace complexity and entanglements of the world. Since 2019, the project has been run by Floating EV, a self-organized group where diverse practitioners meet to collaborate and co-create more equitable and inclusive futures.